executive order that he signed suspending travel from countries that have been compromised by terror is consistent with that objective. And also, Chris, it's consistent with his powers as President of the United States of America, both under the Constitution and under statutory law. It's quite clear that the President has the ability to determine who has access to this country when it comes to national security. And so we believe that the judge made the wrong decision. The Boston court made the right decision. We're going to continue to use all legal means at our disposal to stay that order and move forward to take the steps necessary to protect our country.
But the Federal Court of Appeals didn't seem persuaded by that, and the judge in the case says that there is not a pressing safety issue. He notes the fact that there hasn't been a single terrorist act committed by anyone from any of the seven countries on the president's travel ban since 9/11. Not one. Neither the lower court nor the appeals court seem to be persuaded, sir.
Well, I think that's why the judge's decision in the Washington court is so frustrating. And of course, it's different from the judge's decision at the district level in a Boston court. But look, we don't appoint judges to our district courts to conduct foreign policy or to make decisions about our national security. Under statutory law and under the Constitution, that authority belongs to the President of the United States.